Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tour's Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Hello and welcome to the Gary Zimak Show. My name is Gary Zimak. I will be your host for the next 30 minutes. Thank you so much for tuning into the program. We've got a great show for you today. Today's program is called Come Holy Spirit. Yeah, we're in that exciting time of year when we're between Ascension Thursday, when the Lord wrote, when the Lord ascended into heaven, and when the Holy Spirit was sent on Pentecost. So we're in that great period right now. So I thought it would be a good idea to focus the show on the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, we receive the Holy Spirit when we're baptized. That's the first time when we receive the Holy Spirit. And then when we receive the sacrament of confirmation, that the gifts of the Holy Spirit, that power is strengthened. But yet, why is it that so many of us live our lives without feeling that power? We struggle. We struggle to be good. We struggle to say our prayers. We struggle to do the right things. We have the Holy Spirit living in us. Why is it that we struggle? Well, basically, it's very simple. It's because we don't ask the Holy Spirit for help. I want to talk today about that power that is available for to us through the Holy Spirit. So that's going to be the gist of today's show. I also want to thank you for sending along your prayer intentions. I asked you last week to please send along your prayer intentions, and boy, did you respond. So we're going to pray for some of your needs. And just to let you know about, before we pray, just to let you know about something new, I created a page on Facebook called The Gary Zimak Show. Pretty creative of me, don't you think? But that's the radio show page on Facebook. So from now on, what I'll do is allow you, if you would like, to leave your intentions every week, and I'll pray for them at the start of the program. So that's what we're going to do. You can also, if you're not on Facebook, you can email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Just send me your intentions that way. I can't promise you I will read every single intention on the air, because we're going to have a lot, but I will include them on the list. We will pray for all your needs, and I'll pick a few out every week. Remember that the Lord knows all of our intentions, but send them along to me so that I can keep you in my prayers. And again, it's such a blessing to be able to do that on the air with you. So without further ado, let's pray. Then we'll talk about the Holy Spirit for the rest of the program. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, it is such an incredible privilege to be able to turn to you in prayer, to be able to turn to you, to worship you, to give you glory, to praise you, to thank you for all that you do in our lives. The mere fact that we were able to get out of bed today, that we were able to wake up and have another day, is a sign of how much you love us. So, Father, we thank you for all the blessings in our lives. Also, it's a great privilege and an honor to be able to turn to you, Father, and lift up our needs. So with that in mind, Father in heaven, I ask you to please be with Marie and help her son, who is on the autism spectrum. Please help Maria. Maria is asking for prayers or peace for people who can't accept defeat. Father, please remember Janet, whose husband Mario has been diagnosed with an aortic aneurysm. Also, we ask you, Father, to look with favor upon Arthur, who asks for prayers for the healing of Lizanne's broken heart. Donna is praying for family situations. Tina needs help, Father, with the two college courses she is taking for the summer. Linda is asking for assistance for her writing career to take off. We also ask you, Father, to help Tom to find another place to live because he's having trouble maintaining the his current place where he lives. And for anyone else, Father, who has asked me for my prayers, I present these individuals to you. I ask you to bless them. I ask you to grant them what they need. Father, I also ask you to help me on the program today. Help me to speak your message. Help me get out of the way so your message can be proclaimed on the program. Stir up your Holy Spirit in me, Father, so that I can speak your words. And Father, for all of these things and for all of our unspoken intentions, we ask them in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And again, I thank you for sending along your intentions. Remember, when we pray, something will happen. It's not always what we expect. It's not necessarily even what we want. But when we pray, something happens. The Lord hears every one of your prayers. I know it's tough to believe sometimes because we don't feel it. But I believe it with all my heart. That's why I do this prayer segment at the beginning of the show. So remember, send along your intentions to either email me at gary@followingthetruth.com if you have a prayer intention, or go to the Gary Zimak Show Facebook page. If you don't mind liking the page while you're at it, that would help get my visibility going a little bit. And send your intentions as well on the page. All right, so we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit today. But before we do, I want to remind you that you can find out more about my work or get in touch with me by going to my website, followingthetruth.com. That's followingthetruth.com. Thank you for the comments about the podcast. The podcast is taking off. This program is now available on TuneIn Radio in addition to all the other podcast outlets. And we're also heard on a number of Catholic radio stations around the country. Please help me to continue to spread the word about this show. I want to be able to bring hope to as many people as possible. That's why I do this program, because there is never an occasion in life to be hopeless. I know it feels like it sometimes, doesn't it? But when you have the Lord in charge of your life, and let's face it, he's in charge. He's the boss. He knows what he's doing. He's all powerful and all loving. When you have the Lord in your life and you realize that, and I think that's the key. No situation is ever hopeless, but we feel hopeless because we don't realize that the Lord is standing by, waiting to help us. And oftentimes he's helping us without us realizing it, but he wants us to ask for that help. So there are times when he does hold back. He doesn't want to take away our free will. He wants to give us the opportunity to turn to him and ask for that help. Once we do that, amazing things start happening in our lives. So no situation is ever hopeless, no matter how it feels. That's my goal. That's what I want to make people understand. The Lord is with us. He loves us, and he wants to help us with our problems. And that's why I do what I do. So please help me to spread the word about this program. If you're listening to it in the podcast form, and you might have a Catholic radio station in your town, and they don't air the Gary Zimak Show, please send them an email, give them a call, let them know about the show. Any information about my books, about my speaking, if you'd like to invite me to your parish, if you'd possibly like to make a donation to the program, all of that can be found by going to followingthetruth.com. Okay, so I mentioned at the beginning of the show, we're calling this program today, Come Holy Spirit. We've all heard that. We've all heard those words. And I think so many times that those words become so familiar, or we've heard them so many times, or the fact that they're only three words, that we brush off the power of that prayer. And yeah, it's a prayer. That's just not a cute saying. That's a prayer. When I say, Come Holy Spirit, I'm inviting the very Spirit of Jesus Christ, the very Spirit that dwelled in Jesus, that still dwells in Jesus, to come alive in me, because Jesus and I have that same Spirit, that Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is powerful. And I think so many times, unfortunately, we dismiss or downplay the power of the Holy Spirit. I'll tell you a little secret, and this is something I have struggled with for so many years. There is no way that you are going to live a holy life without the help of the Holy Spirit. Furthermore, there's no way you're going to get to know Jesus intimately without the help of the Holy Spirit. But that doesn't stop us from trying to do it. You know, I'm one of these people who tends to be a controlling type individual. I like to take care of business. You know, I'm going to handle this. I know God can do all things, but right now, this is my problem. That's when I get myself into trouble. It's very difficult. Even if you know the Catechism of the Catholic Church inside out, even if you're a scripture scholar, you know what to do. You know what the Lord expects of you. But it's very, very difficult, if not impossible, to consistently live a life that would please the Lord on your own. You need that help of the Holy Spirit. And that's exactly what Jesus knew when he sent the Holy Spirit. He didn't say to us, look, you have the rule book. You know what to do. Good luck. No, he sent his own spirit to dwell in us, to help us, to lead us. But the catch is, you and I, we've got to be docile to the Holy Spirit. We've got to back off. We've got to listen to the Holy Spirit. And that takes practice. And it also takes effort, because sometimes it just feels so good to do the wrong thing, doesn't it? Come on, be honest. You know I'm talking to you. Sometimes it feels good to do the wrong thing. But if we want to please the Lord, if we want to live a Christ-like life, and that's what we're called to do, we're called to be Christ in the world. There ain't no way that's happening without the help of the Holy Spirit. So let's talk a little bit about that today. I'll give you some scripture passages that we'll take a quick look at. But I mentioned at the beginning, we are at that point in the liturgical year where we are between the Ascension Thursday, I realize it's celebrated on Sundays in many dioceses around the country on Sunday, but the Ascension, we're at the point between the Ascension and Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit descended on the church in a big way. So we're going to be hearing a lot about the Holy Spirit. If you do any spiritual reading, if you're looking at the mass readings, if you're listening to Catholic radio or watching Catholic TV, you're hearing a lot of Holy Spirit talk right about now. And that's a good thing, because we want to anticipate the power of the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit can do in our lives. Because the Holy Spirit can transform you incredibly if you'll just give him permission. And you know what? It sounds silly. Doesn't it sound silly that we have to give the Holy Spirit permission? Of course we want to let the Holy Spirit work in our life. Why wouldn't we? Well, we don't want to let the Holy Spirit work when the Holy Spirit starts calling us to do things that we don't want to do. Right? That's when it gets challenging. I don't really want to be nice to this guy. I don't want to go out and speak to this person. I don't really feel like speaking the truth when others will make fun of me. It gets difficult, doesn't it? But if we learn and pray for the grace to accept and let the Holy Spirit, to accept the Holy Spirit's rule over our lives, we really want to yield our lives to the control of the Holy Spirit. Once we do that, the graces are going to flow into us, and we are going to be that light in the world that the Lord is counting on us to be. So let's start by looking at John's Gospel. This is John chapter 16. And these are the words of Jesus, John chapter 16. Let's start in verse 4. Jesus said, actually, let's start in verse 5. But now I am going to him who sent me. Jesus is talking about his ascension into heaven. His work on earth is nearing completion in his bodily form, in his earthly ministry. And he's talking about ascending to his Father. But now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you asks me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Now imagine this. The apostles, the disciples, they have Jesus with them. Now he's saying that he has to ascend into heaven. He's leaving them. They're very comfortable traveling with the Lord, because there is tremendous persecution going on now. I mean, Jesus is feeling it, but his followers are feeling it too. It's not an easy time to be a follower of Christ. They're getting scared because he's making them very comfortable. He's letting them know he's in charge of their lives. He's performing miracles. You know, it's feeling pretty good. And now he says, all right, guys, I have to be leaving. And that's a scary thought. And Jesus acknowledges that. Sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, and here's where Jesus turns it around a little bit, as he does with us, because so often our hearts are sorrowful because things aren't going our way. Maybe we're having a really serious problem. Maybe our car broke down and we really need that car. Maybe we lost our job. Maybe we're not feeling well. Maybe somebody, a loved one, is not feeling well. Maybe something seriously wrong is taking place in our lives and we're feeling that sorrow. But just as he does in this passage that I'm reading, Jesus breaks into your sorrow and he wants to fill your heart with joy. And by the way, that joy is going to come from the Holy Spirit. So Jesus is saying, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, even though you're sorrowful, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Counselor, that's the Holy Spirit, will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. Now, we often forget. See, here's what happens. We think back to the times when Christ walked the face of the earth 2,000 years ago, and we think, boy, that would have been so good. I got all these problems in my life. It would be so fantastic if Jesus Christ was available to me and I could talk to him personally, see him in the flesh. He could cure me. He could take care of my problems. It would be fantastic. But here's what we forget. When Jesus was born, when the Word, the second person of the Trinity, became flesh, he voluntarily limited his activity so that he could only be in one place at one time. You know what I mean? One place at a time. So in other words, if Jesus is preaching in this particular synagogue, he can't be in another place. And that's a limitation that he took on himself when he became human. So people were very much blessed by the Lord, but he was only in one place at a time. However, when he ascended into heaven, now the story changes. But this is hard for the human mind to grasp. It's hard for us to grasp. So we can't see him in the flesh. But now Jesus is present to us spiritually wherever we are, and he is fully present in the Eucharist. In every church, in every Catholic church around the world, he's in that tabernacle. So we can visit Jesus in our town at any time. If the church is open, we have access to Jesus. And if we want to talk to him in the middle of the night from our bedroom, we can do that because he's available spiritually. He is no longer bound by the limitation of time and space. And that's a cool thing. That's a really good thing for us. But our human nature makes us want to see him in the flesh. If only I could see him in the flesh. And that's something that we can overcome. I found in my life the way we overcome that is by talking to him, by getting to know him, by encountering him in the sacraments. I went to confession over the weekend. It was unbelievable. If you're due to go to confession, if it's been a while, please make it a point to encounter Jesus as soon as possible in the sacrament of confession. Because in all of the sacraments, we encounter Jesus. I know it's hard because we can't see him in the flesh. And that's the challenge we have. But this is what Jesus is telling his followers. It's actually better if I go away, because if I don't go, then I'm not going to be able to send you the Spirit. And that's the second part of the good news that I have with this particular passage. The first part is when Jesus ascended into heaven, now he's going to be available everywhere at any time. So if I need him and somebody over in Poland needs him at the exact same time, he's available. 2,000 years ago, that wasn't necessarily the case. We don't often think about that. But the other thing that Jesus is saying here that's incredibly important is that he is sending his Spirit. And we receive that Holy Spirit when we're baptized. And I know it's hard when you think about the Holy Spirit. A lot of this is tough. This is not easy to wrap our brains around, the idea of a Spirit. But the Holy Spirit who dwells in us, that's God. inside of us. And Jesus sent us his Spirit. Now think about this. If we could just let the Spirit work in our lives, not only will we see the fruits of the Holy Spirit, by the way, two of those fruits are joy and peace. And if you're somebody who's anxious, if you're somebody who's seeking for peace in life, and who isn't? Let's be honest. Who isn't looking for peace? That's very desirable. And if we let the Holy Spirit work through us, if we just can get out of the way and let the Holy Spirit work, we're going to be experiencing those fruits of peace, of joy, of love. I mean, so many times it's tough to love people, but the Holy Spirit makes it possible. So that's what Jesus is telling his followers here. When I go, you're going to get something even better. And he goes on to say, he continues speaking, and this is John chapter 16, verse 8, and when he comes, he will convince the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they do not believe in me, of righteousness because I go to the Father and you will see me no more, of judgment because the ruler of this world is judged. So the Holy Spirit teaches us to speak the truth. The Holy Spirit is a powerful force. And Jesus goes on to say in verse 12, I have yet many things to say to you. Remember, this is these are the words that he's speaking as he is preparing, to go to his crucifixion, his death, and his subsequent rising from the dead. Jesus said, I have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth, he calls the Spirit of truth, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Now remember, this is the Holy Spirit. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Now, this is the Holy Spirit who will guide us into truth. We want to be careful about thinking that the Holy Spirit will guide me personally and teach me what is true on an individual basis. That's not what Jesus is saying here. Jesus founded a church. And on Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended upon the church. The Holy Spirit guides us. And the Holy Spirit, no doubt, plays an important role in our lives. But if we feel that something the church teaches is not true, in other words, we say, well, the Holy Spirit's telling me that contraception's okay. Well, you're wrong, because that's not what Jesus is saying. He founded a church. The church has the authority to proclaim and speak the truth. We individually don't. And honestly, that only makes sense. And I realize some non-Catholic Christian churches believe that we each have the power to discern the truth from the Holy Spirit dwelling in us. But we have to be careful about that. Because, look, you and I, we might both be good Catholics. We might love our Catholic faith. But we're going to read passages in the Bible and tend to disagree about things from time to time. It's just naturally going to happen. That's why there are thousands of Christian denominations in existence today, because these disagreements about Scripture come about. The Holy Spirit guides the church. The Holy Spirit guides us. The Holy Spirit helps us. The Holy Spirit allows us to be Christ in the world, but we are not supposed to do this in a vacuum. We need to turn to the church and rely on the church. Again, it only makes sense because these disagreements do happen. And the church has the authority. When Jesus founded the church and he established it under the leadership of Peter in Matthew chapter 16, he indicated that the church would have the ability to bind and loose, to make decisions. That's the authority of the church. So just keep that in mind. The Holy Spirit's powerful, but it's not supposed to be our own personal gift. We share in the body of Christ. We're parts of the body of Christ. We want to be careful that we don't deviate from the vine. Jesus is the vine. We are the branches. Remember that in John 15? So he's mentioning that he sends the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit is very, very powerful in each of our lives. The Holy Spirit was given to the apostles, or to the church, I should say, more than just the apostles, the early church, on the very first Pentecost. And let's take a quick look at the Acts of the Apostles. And this is prior to the actual coming of the Holy Spirit, Acts chapter 1, because I want to highlight something Jesus said. This is Acts chapter 1, verse 8. This is right before his ascension. And Jesus said to his followers, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all of Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." This was right before Jesus ascended into heaven. The reason I want to highlight that is because the word that's used, power, the New Testament was written in Greek. So if we look at the original Greek word that was used, the word is dunamis. And in English, we would spell that D-Y-N-A-M-I-S. It's the root for the English word dynamite. That's the kind of explosive power that Jesus is talking about. When we look at the word power in the English translation of the Bible, it loses a little bit something because we don't necessarily think of the Holy Spirit as being a powerful force, but the Holy Spirit is powerful. Look at what happened in the early church. We see a lot of examples of this in the Acts of the Apostles. Under great persecution, the apostles and the early members of the church put their necks on the line and preached Jesus Christ. They performed miracles. They did great things with the power of the Holy Spirit. We have that kind of power available to us as well. How do we harness that power? How do we get that power working in our lives? The very first thing we do every day, several times a day, is pray, "Come, Holy Spirit." Give the Holy Spirit permission to work in your life, and you will see amazing things happen. I guarantee it. Come, Holy Spirit. And then expect the Holy Spirit to respond. Jesus is not going to send the Holy Spirit to us and have the Holy Spirit do nothing. The Holy Spirit will respond. I promise you that, okay? If you have any questions, send me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com. Don't forget to send along your prayer intentions to the Facebook page for the Gary Zimak Show. Also, you can email me at gary@followingthetruth.com for prayer intentions as well. Believe it or not, we are once again out of time. Thank you for listening to the program. Thank you for all of your support for my ministry. Thank you if you've donated. I really appreciate you helping me keep my full-time ministry active. If you'd like to make a donation, it would be very much appreciated, and it is very much needed. I assure you, if you go to my website, followingthetruth.com, and just click on donate, you can do it there securely through PayPal. Again, if you would like to donate to help me go forward with my full-time ministry so I can bring this good news to as many people as possible, you can do it by going to followingthetruth.com. If you're not online, if you want to just shoot me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com, if you'd rather donate, send a check, send me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com, and I'll let you know an address where you can send the check. Again, thank you so much for everything. I'm going to be praying for you. Please continue to pray for me. I would greatly appreciate it. So until we meet again, this is Gary Zimak reminding you that wherever you go, whatever you do, be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or discouraged. Why? Because the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. See you next time on the show. God bless you.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.